Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The telephone number is 248-539-9797. Mel Kiper, for the first time in his mock draft history, which spans decades and decades, has put some trades in there, including the Lions trading down from 7 to 12. The San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers would take Justin Fields, and the Lions would end up with Micah Parsons, a second round, an extra second round pick, and another future pick. Does that make sense to you? And we want to also ask at 248-539-9797, is there a move out there that the Lions could make that you'd sit there and say, wow, that is a bold freaking move? Now we have to define bold, John. Does bold mean just something off the wall? Or does it mean something, wow, we're going to just do something that may not be popular, but we're going to do it anyway? How would you define bold? Because I have two here.
Well, I want to hear both.
Okay.
I think you could go either way. Something that's totally off the wall that you would look and be like, you know what, I didn't see that coming. Or something that would be unpopular, but maybe in the long run pays off because we're on a five-year plan.
Okay. Here's something that might be bold. I don't think they would do it because there's cap ramifications, which is why it would be bold. And they trade Troy they trade Flowers for, I don't know, a second or a third round pick.
Okay.
That would be bold. That would, it would be weird, but you'd get rid of a contract down the road, but you'd have a dead cap hit. The draft wing, and we talked about the Jets. If it's 7, the Lions stay there and they took Kyle Pitts. That would be,
people
around the league love him, but he is technically a tight end, although he's going to play wide receiver, you would think, or at least slot, right, where he can, move over and play both. When you have T.J. Hockenson, look, you really need another tight end. I don't think they would do that, but that would be bold because they'd be looking at this guy and say, look, we're building something down the road, and he's not just going to be a tight end. He's going to be, more than a tight end. I would not be in favor of it, but you're talking about something bold. That would be bold. That would be an unpopular.
If they took Pitts, I think there might be
a revolt.
Like a civil war in Allen Park.
Right. That would be
worse than the Capitol.
Right. That's my that'd be my definition of bold. Be doing something unpopular.
I agree with the Flowers trade. I think that would be bold. I think in the long run that makes a lot of sense. But they're already over the cap right now. They're going to have to make some moves. And I don't know that that's one that they can actually make because the dead cap hit this year would be just over $11 million.
Yeah.
And so while in the long term, yes, but you would just – I mean, at some point you got to be able to field 53 guys. And with Jared Goff taking up as much, you still got some cap issues with Stafford's numbers. I don't know that that's possible. Kyle Pitts, I would lose my mind. I would absolutely lose my mind if they took Kyle Pitts at number 7.
Yeah,
I would too. The bold move that I think would be probably unpopular, but in the long run may look good and pay off is instead of and I want to go back to the where Mel Kiper's pick, who was it that traded for that number 2 pick? It was Atlanta.
Atlanta
moved up.
Took Zach Wilson.
Right. I think Zach Wilson's going to be a really good quarterback. And everybody knows that I think Trey Lance is a good investment in the future. if you were to trade that number 7 pick along with one of the first round picks that you got last year or for 22, do you think that would be enough to be able to move up to number 2 and swap picks with the Jets?
No.
A number 1 next year. How about if you throw in a number 1 and number 2 next year, and we still get to keep we still have one number 1 overall, and then swap this number 7 to move up to take a Zach Wilson at number 2.
So you're giving 7, a number 1 next year,
and a number 2.
And a number 2 next year or this
year?
Yes.
No, next year.
To move up 5 spots to take Zach Wilson? Hell no. No way.
No way what?
If I'm the Lions, I'm not making that trade. I'm not giving up a 1 and a 2
for somebody that could be your franchise quarterback for the next 15 years.
And you might get somebody to be your franchise quarterback for the next 15 years if you don't move up, if you don't make the trade at all. You might. Okay.
Might.
Yeah, your boy Trey Lance.
You might. I don't think he's going to be available at 7.
Okay. Well, I'm not trading up to get
because
Zach
you've
Wilson.
Gotten you've gotten the capital, and this is a perfect time to take a quarterback, whoever that is, because you have Jared Goff, you have that insurance, then next year, if Jared Goff performs at a level where he still has value, you can trade him next year, or you can trade him in 2 years and get that number two back.
I'm not giving up a number 1 and a number 2 to move up 5 spots.
You're still going to have that number 1 next year.
I don't care. To me, it's not worth it. I don't know. Gov, you with me in this?
Give up
no?
the Rams number 1, not the one that we have.
I don't know.
I'm not selecting a quarterback in this draft if I'm the Detroit Lions. I'm not. I people won't like this, but the scenario of taking a quarterback that I would support the most is getting Trask in round 2 or 3 and developing him, letting him sit behind, because I do believe he's got a chance to be a good NFL quarterback. It's not going to be right away. I think they've made their bold move. I'm sorry, I'm kind of pulling a Wojo here.
Yeah, I get it.
Where, you know, the answer you least want to hear, but I think they did it already. Yeah. I've said all along, I think they're a candidate to trade down as good as anybody. I think this draft, I'm still curious, and just without a combine, I think Wilson is definitely going to get selected pretty high. I don't know about Lance. Man, just the lack of playing.
But to trade up, give up a 1 and a 2, no matter where the 1 is, whether it's in the 20s or who knows.
So do you believe that Jared Goff is a quarterback that we're going to have for the future?
For at least 1 or maybe 2 years, and then they can get somebody else. I don't think Zach Wilson is going to be that guy that's going to just turn the world on fire. I don't think any of these guys really are either. Where I would sacrifice – this team is in a rebuild. That you have to accumulate as much talent as you can, and to give up a 1 and a 2 – for a quarterback that played against crappy competition?
I'm not ready. And I believe Matthew Stafford's a better quarterback than Jared Goff. And I've been very,
yes,
opinionated against Goff in a lot of ways. However, don't underestimate a guy when Sean McVay gave up on him.
And, yeah, clearly.
I mean, he very early in his career. And he's playing for a contract in the next couple of years. And his NFL career is going to go one way or another here while he's wearing a Lions uniform. He's going to be a guy that's going to be sought after, or he's going to be a guy who's probably going to, okay, yeah, let's bring him in like we bring in Ryan Fitzpatrick.
And you know what? And if he's bad, then they can get a quarterback next year.
Exactly.
To me, trading, John, it would be bold. I think it would be dumb. All right, ticket text 248-539-9797. Guys, I absolutely hope they trade down. This has been my initial hope since the Stafford trade, although there is a lot of undeniable talent within the first 10 to 12 picks. I feel like if I was a scout, I'd feel reluctant about drafting some players because of the amended season and lack of exposure for some of those players. I really trust Holmes will do exactly that trade. Also, I hope there's a prop bet that the Lions will trade down, so I'll definitely drop 20 on it for S's and G's. People are agreeing with you, John. Trade up for Zach Wilson. Bold. This is before you even said what yours is. Another one. Trading up to take Zach Wilson. Fingers crossed. Darren on the way to work. Here's my bold trade the Lions should do. They should just trade all their draft picks this year to the Jags for the first pick, and we get Trevor Lawrence. He can even sit for a year behind Jared Goff. Probably won't happen, but would be very bold and make me and a lot of people bullish on their future. That would be a bold-ass move, but yes. Man, how bad – you're really counting on Aaron Glenn and the coaching staff to make the defense any better than it is.
Put them in the right position.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all you got to do, right?
We learned the hard way that doesn't work.
Would Jacksonville do that?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No. No, they have so much cap room. They have so much draft capital. They don't need to.
Yeah.
They're sitting in the ideal situation. Has there been a better situation for a number one overall team to get better in 12 months to 24 months than Jacksonville is sitting right now?
Absolutely not.
That's why they wouldn't make that trade.
Exactly. Yeah. I just asked a question.
Yeah, I know. A bold move that I would love is if the Lions stayed at 7 and took Surtain. That would be bold, and that wouldn't be what
it would
I would
be
do.
Very unpopular.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if they do that.
Yeah, another cornerback on back-to-back. Look, I think he's going to be a really good player.
Yeah.
But at 7? No. Now, if you're dropping down to 15 or, you know, something, or 19 where Washington is, and you get Surtain and you get some pick, okay, I can see that. Obviously.
Yes, not in the top 10.
But not at 7? No effing way.
Not after last year's draft. And I'm sorry, that wasn't a pick that Brad Holmes made, but it's a pick that he has to live with.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.